Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenik, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
Are nocturnal emissions harmful to my health? Will it cause damage to my memory?
Nocturnal emissions, which are also called wet dreams, are when a man ejaculates during his sleep. Although many men recall having sexual dreams around the time of their wet dreams, others don't recall any such sexual dreams. They may simply wake up and notice from their underwear or sheets that they've ejaculated during the night. Having wet dreams is fairly common during puberty and adolescence. It's less common during adulthood. However, I've definitely heard from a number of men who experience occasional wet dreams even in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. There is nothing harmful or damaging about ejaculating, whether while sleeping or when awake. Unfortunately, there are many myths about sexuality, masturbation, orgasms, and ejaculation that simply aren't true and that make some people feel embarrassed, ashamed, or worried about their sexuality. You're wise to seek out information about your sexuality. I have never seen any clinical or scientific reports about memory loss in regard to wet dreams. As mentioned, some men don't even notice that they had a wet dream until they wake up in the morning. Other times, men partly wake up while they're aroused or having an orgasm and enjoy the experience. Some men, however, don't like having wet dreams for a variety of reasons. If for some reason having wet dreams bothers you, you may see if masturbating during the day or drinking less water before bed helps to decrease how often they occur. There have been no scientific studies to say whether or not these steps will help. However, anecdotally, some adult men have told me that drinking less fluids before bed and masturbating before bed have helped to decrease how often they experience wet dreams. Consider it a can't hurt, might help type of strategy. The bottom line, however, is that nocturnal emissions are not harmful and are part of many men's normal, healthy, and often pleasurable sexual lives. To learn more about men's sexuality, check out The New Male Sexuality by Bernie Zilbergeld. You can learn more about this book and other resources on our website.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
Sometimes I like to give rim jobs to my girlfriend and have anal sex with her. If we're both STI free, do I need to worry about contracting anything? Also, is there any chance of hurting her during anal sex if we do it properly?
In recent years, anal sex has become a topic about which more and more women and men ask questions. Not all of them are having anal sex or engaging in anal play, but some are, and it's important to seek out reliable information about sexual activities you're not certain you have all the facts about. Good for you for coming to us to learn more. The term rim job, for those not familiar with it, refers to stimulating a partner's anus with one's mouth or tongue. It is also called analingus. It is true that sexually transmissible infections, or STIs, are not the only health risk of analingus. Your partner's fecal matter may contain a variety of bacteria and viruses that your body may not handle well. Men and women who engage in analingus would be wise to check in with their healthcare provider and to let them know of their interest in analingus. They may actually suggest certain vaccinations that can reduce your risk of acquiring a virus. You can also reduce your risk of problems associated with analingus by using a dental dam or a condom cut in half lengthwise as a barrier between your mouth and your girlfriend's anal opening. Some couples add a small dab of lubricant on the side facing the partner's anal opening, which can make the experience feel more slippery and pleasurable. As for anal sex, it can certainly hurt even if it's being done properly. Sometimes people find that it's difficult to relax or that they may not feel like they can ask their partner to stop if it begins to feel painful or uncomfortable. And sometimes people simply think that they're doing it properly, but they're not really taking all of the measures they might to ensure comfort and safety. For example, some couples don't think to add lubricant when they have anal sex, and lubricant can greatly reduce the friction of anal sex and increase the pleasure and comfort for both partners. Like vaginal sex, anal sex that is very forceful or vigorous can leave one or both partners feeling sore and can cause tears or cuts for the receptive partner. Communication is key for both anal and vaginal sex, as are comfort and relaxation and checking in with each other to make sure that sex feels good. To learn more, consider reading Anal Pleasure and Health, A Guide for Women and Men by Jack Morin.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.